after that one drop got sent home. Oh, take that out, because I think this will have picked it up.
Yeah,
and
it
I was thinking, why did you whistle? Yeah, why did you?
It's because like I don't want that to be the only.
You're the one
like,
that bought
so
these
weird.
Merch,
like,
you know?
That's the only job you go to.
Like, but that's your job. That's
I know,
the
but
reality
I don't
of your
to...
work. No, no, I
don't want it to be. That's
no, 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 it's
it.
Fine.
I've
it's fine. It's fine.
Arrest and that's
no,
it.
No, it's fine.
And it's a working one as well.
Cardiac arrest. That's a lie. I always wanted one. I can't lie.
Don't you know you.
I just want to do CPR.
It's not nice.
It's not.
I know it's not
nice,
but I
want to
do this.
I want to do it.
It's not nice.
I would hate one out of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind one.
No, I wasn't even.
Really? I want one in work. I don't want one outside of work.
Like chest compressions. Mm-mm.
I love. Nah, do you know what it is? There is. I've always done it on dolls, and I don't hate
that. And that's why the first time I was just like, this isn't a doll. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
No, but on a real,
sorry,
like, no,
that.
But to get what I mean?
Color of the skin.
Like, it's too much. They need,
okay,
they need to
you,
make the dolls more
the
realistic. No, they do.
Sometimes,
no,
if it's an older patient, they do break.
Yeah.
This one was a younger patient. His didn't break, but it's good CPR. You could see. Why are we talking about this?
That
anyway.
I was talking about it.
It's about the heart. We were talking about the heart, so it links.
Love. I like that. Nice. I like that camera. Come on. That's proud of yourself. So
light.
So light.
Speedy links. Dun, 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 dun. Hello from the edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
Are you locked into the After Sundown Podcast?
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
Yeah. So.
Love. Why is it good to love? Who's got one sec? Who's got their Valentine's Day? Alvin, what are you saying?
Are you saying who's got a Valentine? Oh, gosh.
You saying that?
Yeah.
How's you know?
Oh, you said you're an update, man!
Yeah, and I'm still
there's
waiting
no
for the update because I'm not even on
there's
the original
update.
There's no update.
I thought he was going thinky. He's going to play, you know, Serena and
oh,
Venus.
Well, see. there's no further update.
Oh, okay, not yet.
He's been off sick,
crossed.
That's why.
Exactly. Perfect time.
Like, that store.
So who else has got
girls,
got
No. I'm telling you.
Got Valentine's.
Girls want to be loved. I'm telling you, because I can
and
tell
men
by
men
all
do,
of them.
Because a lot of these men are very vulnerable. Anyway.
It's true. I can't lie. It's
I am
true.
Pretty vulnerable. I can't lie.
It is. You can't even bring up the toxic masculinity.
No, I feel like in the future someone could spoon me. I can't lie.
I hear that. Big man thing. I hear that.
Is that? Oh, anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of emasculating. You have to really trust someone to do that.
Nah, you do. You
do.
How
is that?
Really,
I don't think it's emasculating.
It's not emasculating, sorry.
I'm saying.
You have to trust someone.
Nah, I don't know. You feel hella vulnerable. If you're uncomfortable with it, and you're safe, like you say you're just lying down and a girl just comes up behind you, like just grabs your arms around the waist and everything like that. It's like, whoa, that's my job.
I feel like that depends on if it happens. It depends where it happens.
Yeah, I mean,
if it happens,
I mean in
if
the bed.
You guys are on your own.
I mean in the bed.
I feel like that's less uncomfortable.
What?
That's
if
the thing,
you
because
guys
no one's
own.
Around.
No, it's okay.
Because like, I feel like...
Yeah, but
I feel like people
are around. When you speak,
nah, depending on the person. Depending on the person.
How they are.
I feel like depending
on
the person.
I agree with you. That's why I'm like...
Versus like when other people are...
I can't lie. I only accepted...
It depends on the person.
I only accepted my girl touching my bottom the other day.
Now, facts. That's big facts.
I just got tired of it. Like,
of resisting.
Just do it. It is what it is now. I'm comfortable with you.
Better than a pet.
Like, one time she gripped it so mad, she separated my cheeks. Like, nah, you got too far, bro.
I don't come as angry after that.
Nah, I was.
You're violating.
No.
I don't have the base to match, but you can have to imagine it.
No,
for your girl's sake, this is going out.
No, you can keep it in store.
I don't think I'm going to mind.
It's because when it separates, anything could go in.
Yeah, it's mad, bro.
No, why?
Like, it's the air, bro. It's the
air. High pressure to a low pressure. Idea.
How is this Valentine's?
It, bro.
This is Valentine's.
It
absolutely is. It's the realities of when you're in a relationship.
Yeah, but that's like married people Valentine's.
No, it's not. Grips in... I'm not saying you should be grips in people's bums all the time, but if you're in a secure relationship, why not?
Yeah,
if you've got a cheeky, firm bum, you can't resist it.
Unofficially.
officially.
Why did he move the mic?
That said unofficially, officially by bringing the mic back, you know.
Go on. Officially.
Yeah.
I think, look, officially,
the church's stance on it. The church's stance on it is we shouldn't be squeezing cheeks. My stance on it is
no. Wait, why shouldn't we be squeezing cheeks?
I think squeezing cheeks is the same level on as hands and holding hands.
Hmm? No, they're not. No, they are not.
That's a duty, yeah, duty, pastor.
It is. It's like a hand. If you shake it as well,
I can shake Cameron's hand. I could squeeze Cameron's bum, but
whoa. Yeah, we're too close for you to be saying that.
That's to illustrate the difference.
Obviously, I'm joking.
That's to illustrate
it's
the difference.
It's definitely not. Can, the same.
You can shake anyone's hand.
One is assault. Like,
hand.
Wait, so, Alvin, question. Yeah. Say if my girl now.
Yeah.
One day you're advancing in your situation, and she's just like, one day, like, just comes for a hug and grabs the cheek. What would you do? What
turn happens, the other cheek.
This is, okay, I'll tell you exactly. Well, you see.
You would be like, ooh.
I think it depends on, wonderful. Saved by the bell.
Nah, you still have to answer the question. Now, bro. You still have to answer the question.
Well, look. Each human being knows
their limitations.
Their knows their temptation, their limitation,
just that cheek.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I know what I can. I know
what you can handle.
What I can resist. Mm. So that is resistible. But like, if it's something that I know is like, if I know that something that's gonna switch on the master switch, so to speak, then that's lock off.
I did the action move. But I heard that. That's true.
Nah, it's true. You got to know boundaries are important. I do agree with that.
If someone were to do something, if someone were to do something else, that it depends what someone's going to do. Like,
you can't slap the penis.
No, not that.
That's assault.
Well, that.
I wasn't even going to say that. There's other things.
Why is it
assault? There's just other things that people
it's
can
a bit
do.
Rough,
that
isn't
are.
It?
I mean, so I don't even think that's it? Playful. That's painful.
Yeah,
exactly. It's painful, not playful.
She could be just like mine.
Yeah, and then
like,
if it hits
what's behind.
Yeah.
Just pan it.
Then you are in trouble.
Just like, see you later.
You're doubled over in pain then.
Nice. Oh, maybe.
Okay. I don't know how we've descended.
This ain't going in.
All
yeah.
This is
but yeah. So let's
talk about 30
reasons why. Love. We should love. Yeah.
Reason number one. Oh, there's a.
No, we're not doing
13. Yeah,
I think everyone's clocked that.
I know.
There's never 13 reasons.
If you look closely.
Let's not do the what is love thing because we don't like the episode.
No. What is love? Yeah. I'm looking for a reason to love.
Because he.
Okay, let's go this way. Okay, so there's many types of love here. There's many people who we should love as well. Mm. So why should we love everyone that kind of exists in this world? Like, why should we love people?
Why should we love people?
I mean, that could even be people that you hate. People that you don't like, that girl that was chatting foolishness about you.
Amen, Justin.
That man that was done something wrong to you, Cameron, and you had to throw that table at one time. And like, what made you throw the table, Cameron? Why don't you love him?
Nah, I think, you know what? Loving someone that hates you, the Bible instructs you to do that, innit?
Yeah.
But it's harder, it's easier said than done. Yeah. I don't know. For me, loving someone that you hate is more of, it takes a bit of time. So I remember, if you don't see someone that you hate, it's cool. Mm,
yeah.
You're fine, you can move on with your life. But as soon as you see that person, it's like, yo, like.
The situation comes up.
Yeah, like.
Emotions.
Like, yeah, my head starts to get a bit hot. And I start to think, you're a waste man, bro. Get away from me. But I think for me, the more you see certain people, it helps, like, you know, I was able to rationalize certain feelings and just, you know, get over stuff. Because, you know, sometimes people are like, I might be mad, but then they're not even mad, so then
it's wasted energy.
Mm. And yeah, I'm too old to be holding, unless it's something mad, I'm too old to be holding grudges against people, bro. You get me? It's long. Mm.
How about you two? Concluded the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5.
What about you, Evan?
Christ, having concluded the Beatitudes in chapter 5 of Matthew, says...
What does it say?
In verse 40.
40 or 14?
Verse 44, he says, But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those that hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you.
Mm.
He gives the reason why, and he says, that you may be children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? So that's saying, so what? You love your family. So what? You love your... So like, what is that? Anyone can love their brother. But what, like, to love someone who hates you and to do good, that's the weird bit. To do good to someone who hates you, to bless someone who curses you. Anyway, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. It concludes in verse 48. And it's not like... It's like, that's a heavenly character. Like, oftentimes I have to remind myself that our purpose is to sort of fit ourselves for... to be citizens of heaven. And it's like, you know, like, you watch stuff where people are having to do citizenship tests to get into whatever countries,
and they're hard, you know,
and they're, yeah, and like, you're having to do a citizenship.
No, I have not had to do it myself, but I've heard.
Yeah. No, I don't know, is I heard one was easy. She just had to answer like one question. Two questions, and then like she has to go to the oath reading and then the celebration and ceremony. And then she's a citizen.
Well, we had to do actual exams.
Well, I don't know, they make you study like you're going to do an exam, but they just ask you a question.
Oh.
So, like.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I feel like they should do an exam as well. It's the one that occupy our space. Whoa.
What? What did you say?
You sound mad.
Sound like one of the UKIP people.
That's alright, man.
Nah, I said it's the one that occupy our space, but. Uh-huh. Nah, I don't know what it is. They can have our jobs anyway because the chaps don't want it, so. It's alright. I'm a lion.
Yo.
I'm a lion. I'm a lion.
This episode.
You're not lying, still.
That's staying in, bro. They don't want it.
Fair enough.
Hopefully that motivates them to come off job centre.
Come on now.
I pay tax, bro. Like, I'll pay for them. Oh, man.
Justin's going in. Justin's going in.
You upset me, man.
It's
tax and then tithe as well. It's not even going to that one. Go on.
Oh my God.
Mad tangent. I don't
know where to, I'll try and bring it back.
They will bring that to the sons of God.
Alright, I think that's... Was I going to say anything else? No? I think that's all I was going to say.
No, you were saying that love for people. Do you know what it is? I still love them anyway. Like, although I do like kind of despise what they do. Like, I do kind of... I would never like, you know... Like, be rude to anyone, or be mean to people. Even like, people even like, not,
like,
even
grafting and
yeah, nah, but not even that. But even like, sounded like Molly May here.
Yeah, we did.
You know what? I see her as being right.
Sorry, of course you do, Alvin.
and wrong. But I also see it as like people too.
We don't. She's wrong. 24 hours in the day.
No, we don't have the same stuff.
No, I agree.
You know what? You know why I don't rate them? Because she said as Beyonce. I think that's why I don't rate
Beyonce. Beyonce has to even have to pick out her own clothes.
I know. Yeah. On that, I agree. Like on that bit, I disagree with her. Like,
she has a bidet.
Not
everyone
has. Didn't take Beyonce not every day to bottom. Do her hair. It took me 3 days to do my hair, Beyonce. I mean, we don't all have 10-24 hours.
And you was off work.
It took me 36.
But what I'm saying is, like, how do you get to the point where you have Beyonce's 24 hours in the day?
You have to start off his voice.
No, well, yeah. When I'm in heaven, that's in his home.
No, you can do it from like. How do people get to the point where they, you know, one of the things I watched recently, and it was the most intriguing thing. I was watching a discussion. This is a side topic. They were like, it was a conversation. Between a writer who used to be a prison psychiatrist and a hospital general medicine, and a psychologist, and they were talking about how is it that some people start off poor but don't finish life poor, and others are trapped in poverty, but the sort of trap, not poverty as in like you have one cow and you're having to farm your own, not that kind of poverty, like poverty in a country that's wealthier.
Yeah, like, consumers.
And then
we don't need them.
They mentioned one of the things that's key is difference in attitude. So like people will migrate from somewhere and see all the opportunity and take every one of them, work like dogs and value education so highly and value it for their children so highly. But then one of the things that's noticed is after the third generation or so, they also get into the same, or their children get into the same possibly circle. And I was like, well, so there is truth in what Molly's saying, although she's dumb comparing to me. But like every single human being has 24 hours. Like,
I feel like it's not for her to, it's not for her place to say it, because she's,
why not?
She's made it. We don't, like, we as consumers don't want to hear that. Do you know what I mean?
But why not? I always think to myself, do I want to be led? I didn't watch it,
to be honest, but yeah.
This is not an insult.
She's not the first person to say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You hear that off bare people.
I fully understand people's anger at what she said. Because like, even someone said, well, what about a single mom who's got to do this and this and this and this? All of these things, who doesn't have a nanny for her kids and like Beyonce does and all that. And that I fully get. But in terms of like, this, like in terms of 24 hours, we do our best with the 24 hours we have, no? Or some people do their best with the 24 hours. Others,
I procrastinate.
But then porn comes involved.
Sorry? Did I hear correctly?
Yeah, I think so. Why do I never hear what he says? What did he say?
You don't...
It's a side topic anyway, it's not going there.
We should actually talk about it.
Is it she procrastination though? Like Cameron said.
Oh.
Like Cameron be procrastinating as well. No, it is, bro.
On the same media.
We share videos.
Lord have mercy.
What page? Page 600. And...
Oh, no. Oh, God. You guys are really in bondage.
Nah, that was me in secondary school, bro.
You guys are
the other text I was going to read. Is from the Valentine's Day, isn't
it? Like some people that got dates, they're gonna be protesting at home.
Some people still do that, and they have got.
That is so true.
John chapter 4:7. Yeah.
And 8.
How come? Easy. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He who loves not does not know God, for God is love. In this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him. This is how we know that we dwell in him, and he is in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. Whosoever confesses... and then it goes on. It does keep going and keep going and keep going, talking about the love of God. I'll go jump to verse 18 and verse 20. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Verse 20. If a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, and then you can ask, what does brother mean? It could mean literal brother, but it goes wider than that. It's wider than just your literal brother. Hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. John 4, 1 John 4 from verse 8 onwards.
So what was the theme of that?
The theme of that, or what it's talking about, is guys. Okay. What it's talking about is, I've panicked because I just saw blank lines. Let me save this. Cool. What that verse is showing is several things that we ought to love, because love is of God. God is love, and the opposite is not of God. So Matthew 18 talks about Satan, and not Matthew 18. There's a verse which says, "You are of your father the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was a liar, he was a murderer." And those things are of Satan. So like, they're things, they're characteristics that are of Satan, and they're characteristics that are of God. Mm. And if we don't exhibit love, if we do not love, then we cannot at all claim to be children of God.
Mm.
Like, or even, yeah, we can't claim to be children of God, which is so hard hitting. It's only hitting me now.
So how then do you love like that? What's the steps?
I think you actually have to You have to actually receive God's love. I think that's the best way to equip you in loving people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, to actually love someone wholly. So yeah, so whether that be someone that you like, someone that you dislike, obviously you can have an understanding of it through understanding the word and the fact that God actually, when you deal the fact that God sent his son to come to earth for us, didn't have to. Like when the song says how deep the Father's love, it runs deep, like it really, really runs deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once you've experienced that, it does give you insight into how you can share that love to other people, but also in the way how you treat people as well. Because it's funny, because I think in our society as well, if you knew that you didn't like a person, you treated them nicely or whatever, people just call you fake. People won't even think, oh, maybe she's actually showing a Christ-like love. They'll just think, oh, she's fake.
Yeah.
Because that's just how we are as society. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like we're always on the defense, and because we're not used to having that love constantly around us, kind of thing.
Yeah, it is kind of in like the whole Valentine's culture as well, in terms of people not wanting to get like finessed, or people wanting to expose.
Got to protect myself.
Yeah. Everyone's, yeah, I do hear that everyone is on the defense, and that girls
and
taking
boys.
Them out just for dinner I'm dates joking. And that. You get me, using man for free meal. You get me. So
I know, man. They're cheap.
On rent sometimes.
Do you have thoughts which you want to share?
Do you have thoughts?
I could see. I was watching the fish.
Let's listen.
The point in the story is girls are trash.
I'm joking. I concur.
Man said he concurs. Fair enough.
Concur.
Coming us, dude. It's nice. Okay. Energy. Support each other. The man have to support each other.
100%.
Because girls breaking man's out like that. It's me, man.
Don't go breaking. We learn from you guys.
You know what? It's true, though. It's actually true.
You have to.
Touche.
It is, no, but it's hard to let people close to you like that.
Because true.
You know, I let people close to me, but like, it takes a while for someone to actually like
have an effect.
Get to my little squishy heart. You get me?
Not the squishy.
Yeah, big man thing.
That says onion. It's got layers.
I didn't realise I was that moist. I can't lie.
Everyone has it, man. You should tap into it.
God, we love to see it, man.
It took me years.
Yeah, of course.
I've actually never seen you and T together, you know.
Yeah, I'm not moist like that still.
Around other people?
It's when we're together and that.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see it. Can't lie.
But that's like, I don't know.
Oh, I missed that. I didn't go to the retreat. So was you like? Was he moist at the retreat?
Not really.
Hardly.
You need to be like a nice piece of cake.
The way how I do my thing is how I do my thing. And I'm not even the worst for it. I'd have manned them.
Yeah, you're not.
Who is it?
He's got the solid rock heart.
He's got the solid rock heart.
I don't want to name
names. Please do.
I don't think it's who you're going to say.
Name my shim.
Oh, I know.
Who's going to say?
I don't know.
Who's going to say Javin?
I would demand him.
I wouldn't say Javin.
Javin's the teddy bear.
I think it is.
What?
It's not me. Nah, it's definitely not me. I'm moist.
Nah.
I'm thinking of
who's the less like public or. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
think public, I can't do it at all.
That's why I've pointed. Can't do it at all still.
What, you can't lips in public?
You mad?
What are you going to do on your wedding day?
Do you know what one of them was?
Energy.
And then people are like, nah, Justin, you can't shut up. You invited to the wedding. What? Get out? Are you mad?
You have to put tongue down the
throat. Nah.
For what?
I'm not classy like that.
But the kiss is nothing.
If I'm feeling so on the day, bro, I'm like, yo.
But the kiss is the kiss is nothing.
Think about, that's gonna be nah.
What you're doing to consummate the marriage is literally in the bedroom after. The kiss is literally nothing.
Or whichever room you decide.
We have to use this. You can literally do it when in the living room on the way to the reception. Come. But anyway, that's good enough. Pastor's like, nah, it's called Pastor. You know me. We've already had this in.
We've already talked about this in counseling.
We've already talked about this in counseling, Pastor. Like, relax.
Do you know what I mean? You're doing too much. I'm paying you.
Yeah, Pastor's I agree.
I think.
Because the Wesley and Talitha
kiss was.
Yeah, because I wasn't.
Perfect.
It was an ace kiss. And that's what, like, to me, there's too
I was
much.
Actually getting annoyed because it's just like, please, people. Yeah. Like, especially if I know what kissing does to me, why am I now putting myself in a vulnerable position?
Basically, getting
turned on in front of everyone. Why am I doing that for?
I wasn't analysing the kiss, but you gave it enough.
You forget, you can get lost in the moment. So I had to be like, no, check yourself, girl. What's that? No.
I wish you was looking like a sweet one that day as well.
Forget it.
Man, say, yo, take it off.
Get it?
No, I know we're a church, but it's all right, babes. We're married.
You know what, Tim? Sometimes you have to grab the face. You can't do that on the wedding day. You can't do all that.
Not in my makeup.
Yeah, exactly. Your makeup.
Like,
what?
Yeah. You can't. And then you forget. And you put your hand and you like.
Yeah, it's very passionate, bro. When you grab someone's face like this.
Oh my god, your hands are so cold.
And you see like a handprint on your face after. Nah, I can't do that.
Because I'm thinking, how am I gonna kiss?
Just like.
Nah, you can't do that.
Waist hold.
Waist hold is calm.
A little waist hold.
Yeah, because you want to show that you're into it.
What you saying?
You could just send him a message. I'm busy.
Oh, that mine. Yeah, it's still recording now. It's okay.
Yeah.
And a bit, but. So he called me. He called me and then he called you, so I thought it was Edge.
Oh, you were second on the list.
Oh.
Sorry.
I heard that.
So, another reason to love. Here's an intriguing one. John 14, verse 15. Very short text, very brief text. In fact, actually, it goes into the detail of it as well. It keeps going into the detail of it afterwards. But it's John 14, verse 15. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Some of y'all are not loving God.
Well.
Some of y'all be hating him.
If you love me, keep my boundaries.
It goes on to say, wait. So if you love me, keep my commandments. Verse 16 says, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, and that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither does it know him. but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you.
See, I like that text, you know. Yeah. Sorry. Go on. I like that text, though. Simply why? Because, like, okay, this is my first time hearing it, in honesty. But I like that text, because simply, it literally makes you liable. Obviously, if you're reading it, then you know. Ignorance is normal. Like, as in, you literally can't be ignorant about it. Yeah. So, like, once you literally hear it, you have to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
The things I've been doing in the past, I can't do no more. Like, as in, well, you shouldn't do it no more. Obviously, it's going to be a journey. Yeah. It's going to be hard to kind of, like you were speaking before with, like shooters and being, like, man's a shooter.
Yeah.
Like, man. It's hard to get past that. Do you know what I mean? So, like, but as long as you, like, I feel like as long as you're now going and putting yourself through a journey or putting yourself through the paces or steps to now be, like God, it's mad. Little story, yeah? I feel like in my life now, I'm trying to be more Seventh Day Adventist worthy. I'm trying to keep the Sabbath. No, it's not even that. Like, I'm not trying to be more like Christ. You're that will come to... in time.
Oh, but
like,
Christ also kept the Sabbath.
I'm trying to keep the Sabbath. That's what I mean. But I'm trying to keep Christ the Sabbath.
I see what you mean. I see what you're saying.
Okay. I'll try to justify. I'm Justin. Okay. But anyway,
you're trying to be Adventist.
Yeah, I'm trying to be Adventist properly though. Like, as in.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I didn't want to tell no one this shit.
No, I want to. But hear like, it, man, this is inspiring me because like, it's gonna bolster me.
Alvin, you're not the only one. He's like having to take a recognition. Basically, obviously, with my job now, I have to work Saturdays, but I can't work Saturdays. So like, because of that, they said I have to like kind of because I'm basically a relief duty manager. So if my duty manager is every single shift, I have to do those same shifts to like cover his rota basically. So because I can't do Saturdays, I can't have to like take a recognition. I'm like, so now they've literally made my contract to go down to casual relief manager. Yeah. So I can do my own hours, but obviously I don't want that. I want a contract. Mm. Obviously, like, it's not even, that wasn't the one thing, but like in my head I was thinking like, raw, I'm saying I can't work Saturdays, but on Saturday, I still be playing the PlayStation and stuff like that. Bro. But I feel like the first when I had the meeting, like I'm not speaking about today, but when I had the meeting on the Saturday, I was like, raw. So I'm taking a loss, but I'm not going to church. I'm not keeping the Sabbath. So literally, I was like, when sunset came, literally plugged up, turned off my PlayStation, turned off my TV, literally just started writing. That's what I was doing. I couldn't do anything. I was like, man, I'm gonna try and keep the Sabbath now. Yeah, so that's literally my mission now. So that's why I'm in church trousers today. Dang, just to like get used to it. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to get used to it.
I feel it.
So maybe next week I'll go to church. We'll see, maybe.
But
yeah.
Oh, but I know exactly
one step, like, at a time, man.
The wrestling of, like, you know what it is? When I look back, like, I don't know if you noticed this as well. Do you feel like it was easier to keep the Sabbath when you're younger?
Yeah, because I had to. Exactly. My parents said, turn off the TV, so the TV was off.
That's the thing, like, bro. The moment you get a phone, like, when I got my phone, I never used to, and also, I didn't have as big an interest in football.
Yeah.
So it's like, it always starts with one little thing that Satan gets you with, like, so then all of a sudden, like, I don't know, five, 6 years ago, I become really interested in football. I'm watching the Premier League, I'm playing every week, blah, blah, blah. And then the thing pops up, a score pops up. I used to just like, boom. I turned off my thing to show me scores.
The notification
to tell you scores. And then at one point you're like, one day you look at the score, you're like, oh, this team's doing that. And you're like,
two twos. You just end up watching
two twos, you watch one highlight. You're like, ah, this.
Someone says,
have you seen this goal? Have you seen this goal? You watch just one goal.
Yeah.
Then the next week you watch a highlight of a game. Then the week after that you watch a whole match on the Sabbath day and you're like, how did we get here?
That's what I mean, man.
I'm in the same journey of like locking.
Yeah, get discipline, locking it down, getting it down. So I mean,
and it's finding other stuff to do as well. Because
definitely.
Even like when Wesley was on one episode and he was talking about the chess game that he had, that you guys had
the Saturday chest.
So I can't lie, I've got like some Connect 4 thing upstairs. I'm like, I'm gonna start playing Connect 4 or something with my mom, my girl, bro, because I need to start doing something else that's not like necessarily watching TV or something.
Literally.
You know what I mean?
Because it is, it's easy to put on the TV and be like acting like you're gonna watch him a preaching, and then like a highlight comes on, and then like it's just like you just go on to something else. Yeah.
I watched today. First thing I was like, okay. I need the temptation was there. And I was like, okay, Then Franz Ferdinand, Jason Max Ferdinand pops up. The Jason Max Ferdinand singers. These are like ex Aeolian singers. Like, mm-hmm. So he's the Aeolian. No. As in like, you got. Like these are like cream of the crop singers.
Yeah.
And he's a cream of the crop music director. And I'm just there soaked in.
Is it now a black guy in the Gaithers? No.
They've always been black guys.
They've always been black guys.
Is there?
Yeah. You mean in the vocal band?
Well, you can tell I don't watch them.
In the vocal
band. The way
for, I half thought those scripture says.
Oh my goodness, no. What?
Like, all acapella groups are the same to me, bro.
All acapella. They're not an acapella group.
They are to me.
You clearly never watched a Gaither video. They're not acapella.
Why did you do the doom
doom? That's just singing bass.
Once in a while. Oh my god.
You play the Gaithers on Valentine's Day.
Think about what we used to sing for the Gaithers. Larnell Harris. Larnell.
Nah.
No. Larnell.
I don't know. I don't know that one.
I don't like much singers because I feel like they all sing the same.
Who? The Gaithers.
Most acapella groups, they all when they get to a certain level, they all start doing the same thing.
Like if you hear like the stylistically, his world and scripture says are completely different, and stylistically, like they sing.
Yeah, because you man have different voices to them, man.
It's not just different voices. Like 60. This is coming out. These are my friends you're talking about.
No, I like you. No, you man are hard, but I'm just saying you man are like, you man.
They're not 60, like they're our age.
Who?
He's on about Gaithers.
I'm on about Gaithers,
bro. I was like,
are you okay?
Our scripture says, I was
like, oh.
Bro, scripture says they're like in their 20s, bro.
That's in like 60. That's in,
I was like,
nah, after, I like them, man.
After we had the argument with Danielle on the mic, bro. Like, you finished what you're going to put out there.
I like them. I just think it's all samey.
Gaither vocal band. Mate, you need to...
Gaither vocal band. All the acapella things, they just sound...
They are not. They're samey. All so different.
Nah, they're acapella. But like, Gaithers are alright still. I can accept Gaithers.
They're more than all.
Do not like them. Do not like them old tunes that you hear. I don't like those.
Would but you Gaithers, play, would you play like... Gaithers if you was trying to sit down for a Valentine's dinner date?
Maybe not Valentine's. No. Not Valentine's Day.
Because you hear the doom doom.
Nah.
Distracting.
No, I wouldn't play that for Valentine's.
Nah, not for Valentine's.
This is music
like...
appropriate for different situations. That's not appropriate for Valentine's.
Alright, what's the music we play for Valentine's then?
I wanna.
Depends if I'm married or not. Exactly, it depends if you're married or not. Bro. If I'm married.
Not that one. That's not that one. I wanna.
You've lost a lot of couple people here still. There's a couple of girls that have just turned up to sing stuff. They've blocked y'all. They've kind of thought I was going to give you a chance.
I'm screaming.
You can't play it all night.
That was rude for that one.
You could play that on a dancing thing still.
Yeah,
you could. You could play that on a dancing thing.
Yeah, that one. That one could work.
All night long.
Or you could play some Joe.
Joe.
Some Joe. Or some Tyrese.
Joe's the Big Rich Town guy, isn't
yeah.
What's that one?
Awesome Travis.
Is it? Oh, what's that one?
Awesome Bright Man Night.
What's that one?
Is there like gospel that like you can play like get into the mood, but like,
your wedding song?
That's the only one though.
The one that Aaron led.
Oh no, that's a sick song. That's a sick song.
But that's the only one though.
What's that song?
I know
called?
It's the only one I can think of.
Put on repeat, bro.
The one that we walked into?
Let's put that on repeat.
That one.
Yeah. Let's put that on repeat, bro. All night. Yeah. You get bored after that, though.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine just coming to that one song, bro. Like, nah.
I can't remember what that song
was. You could move your hips to that still.
Yeah, you could, but it's the one time, and then the third time, the fourth time, the sixth time, bro. Hearing that
you're
song over again.
Time.
No, but
Justin.
Like. Stay calm. It's only 3 minutes, though, what? The song's three minutes each.
Oh, the song's three.
Yeah. No, I was thinking,
12,
oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying.
No, that's in the sixth time, though.
Oh, I hear that.
18.
Yeah.
What's that song?
Which one?
Oh, it's like. Someone says something.
Something. Okay, so question, yeah? Love in regards to relationship. What are we saying?
love in regards to relationship.
Yeah.
Can you expand?
Like, how do you feel? How do you feel like it's appropriate? Romantic, romantic, and so should we do friends
there's
first?
Very different. There's like, yeah.
No, I want to do romantic first. Let's, I mean, you romantic start first, and romantic. Then finish on friends.
Cool.
Romantic, like, not even like romantic, like intermarriage, like starting off romantically. That's like, this is something new to you. Like, you've had like a mad past, and you're kind of coming now to like find that special someone, because you realise that your age is coming off and your body clock is ticking.
So you were a sniper.
Your eggs are getting old, you get me?
Oh no.
You were a sniper, but now you're in the Lord's army.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sniper in the Lord's army.
You can't be a sniper in the Lord's army, bro.
You can snipe for you Jesus. Pick out the right girl. Shoot your shot.
I hear that storm.
Shoot your shot. Go on, Alvin. Shoot your shot.
Wait, he's far. I haven't seen far.
It's the gun, isn't it? The gun goes.
It's the gun looks.
Scrap.
Alvin's been practicing. Scrap. Right. Now, but yeah.
I believe. I don't want to. Someone else start. Or I'll start.
Go on.
I believe that. The romantic relationship, it's important to love in that relationship for several reasons. Number one, it's the relationship that most closely resembles Christ's relationship with us. That is to say, Christ's relationship with the church. If Christ is the husband and the church is the bride, I ought to treat, so like I was having a conversation where we're talking about, like, sometimes that the verse is always mentioned, like, wives, submit yourselves to your husband, but then it's rarely talked about what the husband ought to do. And the bit before that verse is, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church. So much that he died for the church.
I feel like people forget that obviously Christ died for the church, and then people would like,
you're lucky that's my good knee.
More men would like now choose to like you know, kind of, can you kind of say not avoid their wives, but like kind of put their wives in the firing line, and then like be the person to now like dodge that stray bullet that their wife catches.
Do you
know what I mean?
Oh, I missed the bit. I missed the first bit of the metaphor. So
like, basically, Christ being dying for the church.
Yeah.
Husbands would basically.
Got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like husband more men are more likely to do that in, unfortunately, in this day and age, and in this, would you say, generation?
Mm-hmm.
Until they probably get to like our age, and it's like raw. All those people that I've had in the past, or all those girls that it could have been something special with, you just kind of realise that, damn.
And it's like,
I've just kind of missed it. Do you know what I missed? The opportunity. So
And then beyond just the, you can come in, and beyond just the literal dying as well, it's also like, we ought to have Christ's character. Like, Christ was the sort of person who, if you think of Christ's relationship with the church throughout history, time history, the church now, I'm not saying that. Be careful about how you understand what I'm saying. What I am saying is, Christ's character was a patient character.
Yeah.
Christ, in the book of Jeremiah, it talks about the church, the church's whoredoms, I believe is the word used, against Christ. He says, you've gone a-whoring after other gods, I think is...
Whoring, what do you mean? Like selling, be kind of sprawl out yourself.
I'm gonna
open up your legs for other gods and that.
Yeah, so like say Exodus 34 verse 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
Says this. Let's go from verse 13, but you shall destroy their altars. So they're going to this land where there are these people who worship other gods already, right? And This is God's counsel to them. Take heed, verse 12, 34 verse 12. Take heed to yourselves, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. So be careful not to make a covenant with the people who are there and not to be entrapped by what is there. But you will destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves. So God gives them instructions to slay, like, all these objects of worship which are theirs. All the objects of worship which are theirs, break them down. For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous. Woo! For God, you remember in 20, he says, for I am a jealous God. For God whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods. And one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go whoring after their gods, and make their sons a whoring after their gods.
So a lot of whoring is
there's a lot of whoring going on.
Now, so like, okay, even saying that though, like, is it? I was watching something on, I think it was on YouTube. Like, actually, I was watching last night on Insta. Actually, yeah. So obviously, like, this is church, this mega church in America, and in the pastor basically is making millions. Like, he's basically making millions through the members just by saying that, like, come to my church, you'll find God by giving your money. It's worse than it's not even like Pastor
Toby.
Yeah, it's not like Pastor Toby. It's more like, it's way more direct. So it's like, he's saying,
which pastor is this? Is his name, is he a black guy or white
black guy? Black guy with glasses.
Oh man. Not the blacks.
So annoying.
I can't get it up. But yeah, it's just basically saying that, like, it's like what you were saying, like, as in obviously going after other, like, I don't think people now would love enough. But how we get here, we're talking about relationships. But anyway,
it's I was gonna say Israel ends up, so God warns them against doing this.
Yeah.
Now, and then they end up doing this. Ezekiel chapter 23 verse 30 says, I won't give the background, I'll just read it as it is. I will do these things unto you because you have...
I was shocked. I was like, not reading the background.
You know, if you want to, read the whole chapter and get the background, but, you know, time.
Yeah.
I will do these things unto you because... You have gone, now this is the key bit, you have gone whoring after the heathen.
Whoa.
And because you have polluted...
Sorry, so this is crazy, bro.
And because you are polluted with their idols.
Yeah.
So God sees Israel as having, every time Israel would separate itself from God, the way God views that is, you are committing adultery against me.
Yeah.
So much so that even later on in the book of Hosea, he gets Hosea to marry a prostitute as an object lesson to all of Israel.
Yeah.
So that every time the prostitute, his wife, goes to do what his wife goes to do as her profession.
For work.
It's a demonstration of what Israel is doing to God.
Clapping their puss.
But that's to say that.
I'm glad I didn't say it.
But you basically did.
I didn't. I said puff.
But all of that is to say, notice puffs, God's character.
Cream puffs.
Oh my goodness.
Cheese puffs. Everyone eats what's its no.
I don't.
I do. I like a what.
If the smells like what's
its. Oh no.
Leave it out.
No.
Leave it out.
Come a minute.
But go on. Go on, Alvin. I think I know what, just to bring it back to what the original topic was.
I was saying basically.
Because we was talking about, like, I remember we was talking about, like, the men basically not being like of that. But like, I feel like it's obviously because of that, because the men are now going for the more secular wife or looking for, let's call them what they are, trophy wives. Because obviously in the church, they're not, it's not a trophy. I don't think in the church you'll find a trophy wife. You'll find a wife that is, you wouldn't,
I think people do go after that though, you know.
No, no, it's true, but I feel like in the church, like if you find the right one, she won't be a trophy wife, she'll be one that's encouraging your building, you'll build an empire together.
Yeah, it depends if she's a waste man or not, innit?
Exactly, but then if she's a waste man, then she's clearly what? A trophy wife?
Yeah.
Something that you just wanna, like, show
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look,
yeah,
guys, yeah. This is mine.
And the other thing, the key thing is, notice Christ's character in dealing with Israel. Like, he is patient with Israel.
Most definitely.
Number two, Israel having done. When I say Israel, I don't mean the nation of Israel. Israel in a spiritual globe, in a spiritual sense.
Mm.
He goes to die for the world. For like, he goes on then to die for Israel. He also like.
He God.
He yeah. So like, you know when Christ said, when Jesus said, how many, when he was asked the question, how many times should you forgive? And he says 70 times 7.
Mm.
490 years was the time allotted to, was the time Israel was given in a forgiveness sense. Like that God was going to be,
what is 70 times 7?
There's a time of mercy.
Yeah. So
Jesus answers the question, how many times should we forgive? And he says 70 times 7.
What is 70 times 7? I did this, I literally, thank you. I was trying to work it out in my head all the time.
Oh, it was in the actual number.
Yeah, I was actually trying to work it out in my head all that time.
So like, they had this all of this time. Like, it's like when Christ says in Genesis 1:20, yet your day shall be 120 years. That's a God of patience. He's patient. What? He's the God of the love, the sort of love that we ought to have for our like our romantic love,
yeah,
ought to be the love that is the 13 chapter 13 love,
resemblance of the church,
First Corinthians 13.
Patient,
love is patient, love is kind, envy does not boast, isn't proud, isn't rude,
all of them things, all of them and things, all of them,
that's love.
And even going on to that, like going on to the last one, like as in friends, I was gonna say relationship, friends, going on to like stuff like friends, it's the same kind of thing as well, the same kind of aspect that you should have with your friendship group. And obviously you're always gonna have those, you're always gonna have like the waste mans who are, let's call it, let's say like it's unequally yoked, you're always gonna have the people that are unequally yoked.
True.
But
in terms of friendship wise,
in terms of friendship,
definitely.
You can have unequally yoked friends,
yeah. Because if, okay, absolutely. Cameron, if
so
you're...
I haven't thought about it in that sense.
If, you're, if you're in church and your friends are now doing up stabbings and that, not even that. Let's hit home. If you're a social worker, you're literally qualified and everything. You've got the job.
Yeah.
Big in the field and everything.
Yeah,
top manager.
Yeah.
And your friends telling you, oh, at a, there we go, six figures of that. You never know, one day you make your own money.
That's Baby Thanos' dream, it's still.
and then your friends are literally telling you, oh, to bang my kid one day, like, is that your face just dropped? Telling me. And you're like, yeah, you deserved it.
No, I'm joking.
Literally, but that's what I mean. That's unequally yoked, do you know what I mean?
Same principles definitely apply.
Yeah.
And even just the element of vulnerability.
Gosh, it's not your day to
How do I say that word?
Vulnerability.
You need to go back out and get the gauntlet or something.
Vulnerability, that's it. You still have to have that with friends as well. Like, you can't, like, true friendship. Obviously, I'm not saying that you should tell. No, you
shouldn't.
Up to you whether you tell your friends everything, innit? But you still got to have that. From that vulnerability is where trust develops and things like that. So. The same way how we're vulnerable with God, well, yeah, he knows everything anyway, but still having that relationship where you tell God your darkest secrets or what's really troubling you or what you're struggling with, same way you should have that in a partner, and hope that they'll be supportive in helping you get through, same way that your friends are meant to be your support systems too. And I think that's where, especially in society, where there's that mismatch between the ideal relationship, whether that be friendship, partner, whatever. And then but what we have in reality, where people just snake each other out, preying on other people's downfall, just toxic environments. But you feel like you have to settle for that, because that's almost like,
yeah, that's what a boy has been from day one, like,
yeah, or this loyalty, yeah, that, yeah, you obviously, loyalty is important, but if that person isn't actually for you, the Lord says,
certain times, okay, cool, we've known each other 20 years, and it, you get me, like, it's not to say if you do something to me, like, that's like disrespectful, it's over, bruv. You get me, like, there's certain boundaries that you need to put in place.
Definitely.
Like, it's, for me, it's someone like lies, but just lies about things that they don't really need
unnecessary
to lie
about. Lies, basically. Little lies.
Cut that person off. If they, if that person, I don't know. Certain times when I see people chatting people's business, you know,
nah, I hear that, definitely. Because it's like, what are they saying about you, though?
Yeah. And there's always,
especially when it comes back to you, it's like, right. So you've definitely told.
But I only told you, though.
Then one thing.
Certain things I just keep to myself. You get for real? Me? Especially obviously being in a relationship and don't tell people.
Nah,
stuff.
Definitely.
Definitely.
That's what the other person's for, and hopefully the other person does the same as well.
Keep that to your chest, boy.
And even if you do have to share, you should actually run it by the person, just to let them know.
Because they
may have a certain opinion about one of your friendships that might be insightful.
Yeah, you get sticky stuff. No.
I'm talking for it.
sounds hella personal, you know. Like. Ooh.
No, because you know what it is. You know
what's
it
your
is?
Story to me, but
no, you know what it is. I know what it is. No, there's certain things now. Yeah. There's certain
masky.
Just because I trust someone, don't mean
it's true.
My girl has to trust them in it.
It's true.
And if she don't trust them, it's like,
it's actually a problem. It can become a problem.
But I didn't realize that though.
I didn't realize that still.
I think obviously healthy relationships, I do think they're really insightful as to our relationship with God. Like, I always say this, but I learned a lot about God's love for me through my own relationship, because it's just like, this is a earthly relationship, never mind a heavenly one. So it's like, whoa.
Imagine what it's going to be like in heaven, then.
Honestly. And it's like, we have our own boundaries, and then God, like, he does have boundaries, but he doesn't have any, like, he loves us regardless, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
That he has no boundaries. That obviously, if you curse into his face, that's, it's a bit different. But he still loves us regardless, so
it's
like,
mad, though. It's
wow.
Mad that you say that, though, Evan, because I feel like God does have boundaries sometimes. Do you know when you're like, God, I need some space? God will let you have space.
Remember, I was reminded of the prodigal son whom God doesn't go chasing after. And I always wondered,
run? Why are you not running? Why are you at home?
That's true. The prodigal son,
God goes, he gives him what he wants. Mm. Sometimes God answers
our biggest
prayers
lesson,
that he does not want to answer. And he says, yeah. He like, sometimes we'll pray a prayer and God says, I really don't want this for you. And he knows exactly what the end of that thing is. And he goes, we ask so much that he goes, okay.
Man, I'm not asking enough, man. Just ask for that Lamborghini. That's all in my dream.
But what if he goes, he's like, Justin, I really don't want to give you a Lamborghini.
Then you crash and die. Then what?
Or you crash and cripple. And then God goes,
and cripple.
Not cripple.
What?
And then God goes, okay, fine. You can have your Lamborghini.
Bucket list crossed off.
Can't lie, if I got a Lamborghini, certain people wouldn't be seeing me. I'd change, though.
Of course.
I wouldn't change, but I'd just sign it. If they don't give it to me, I'll sign it.
If I was given a free Lamborghini.
Exactly, because I know I wouldn't pay for it.
The amount of fuel I'm.
It's not even.
You're not too practical, bro. I'll get a Lamborghini, bro.
No, I'll drive it for like a week, but I'm scared it will get robbed.
Pay for it how? Service it how? The service alone?
Yeah, Klarna.
The service alone. What did you say?
Klarna. You can use
Klarna. Klarna won't kill my people. Oh, they got a card, you know.
I know, coming out.
They got
I
a
saw
card
that.
Still.
Oh, hey, do you know how much people are going to have Klarna cards now?
Yeah, 100%. If a girl's got a clown card, do not take her out on a Valentine's Day.
We find that in their relationships.
If the man's got a clown card,
hey,
what?
Days,
if the man's got a clown card, what?
He's trying to make it out, yeah. Oh,
he's trying to...
Hashtag toxic masculinity.
The double standards.
Because you know, hey, have you been...
Simone is
seething. Pay 30 days. Not going to be here, mate. It's all right.
Have you been... Okay, you, obviously, you've been out dates in Birmingham. Has that... Have you seen like a black man come up to you and like try like offer you flowers and that? Does that happen to people? Because you try his pressure, man. You get me?
I'm like, come on, Wes.
Stay calm, bro. Tesco's cheaper.
Because the flowers are kind of expensive, no. Bro. Like £10 for the flower.
It's not the vibe. Sometimes a bit of spontaneity doesn't hurt.
It does hurt though. Hurts the bank.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Got park him at Tesco. Babe, I got ideas. Whoa! So what's the difference?
Not Tesco
flowers. I've got.
The guy probably got them from Tesco himself.
Nah, not the single roses. You don't have them in Tesco.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
I've not seen them.
We do.
So you're stealing?
No. Do you know what it is? Listen. When I used to work in Tesco, these people used to come in like get the cheap flowers and sell them back in town for full price.
Nah, I prefer to go to a florist.
Yeah, the florists are... And the florists ain't expensive, you know?
They're not.
I've been to the florist. I got a potted plant.
They're nice.
And it was like... I've definitely received
supermarket flowers before. But I'm just saying...
God, as long as the price is removed, it's all right.
A florist is quite nice.
As long as the price
is
removed,
pointing it out. You know what it is? Florists is just going out of your way. Like, florists aren't...
Do you want them specially arranged?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Fair enough. And I don't want you to rearrange the packet one. It's not the same.
Yo, all you need is go Tesco, buy assorted flowers, get a vase, arrange them yourself, chop it up a bit, even spray paint a little, good to go.
See, that shows more effort to me, to be fair.
What?
If you did it yourself.
Arrange your flowers.
You have to get them forever flowers, forever roses.
What have you done from Sutton Park?
Sun Park ain't blooming like that. Like it used to.
What I do is...
It's not that.
I said the sea cameras in the trenches.
What
I
do is... the cows in the park.
What I do is I drive on roads that are quite dangerous. And I pick up my flowers from there.
Are you being serious?
What flowers drive on dangerous roads?
Hey, listen.
I've never seen a flower on a country road, but if I'm being dead ass, I just see hedges.
No, it's just a little joke.
Oh my gosh.
To yourself.
Did no one get it? Oh, come on, guys. No.
One, two, three,
four of you, guys. I drive on a dangerous road and pick up the flowers from there.
I must be too dumb.
Oh, no. That's dark. That's very dark.
It was a very dark joke.
You know when people die and they put the flowers there?
Oh.
That's coming out. Please take that.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Episode's done. Nah, the episode cancelled. That's holy cancelled. What was that?
I'm sorry. I saw the joke was looking at me and I had to.
The joke had him in my mind that I need to do that now because when I'm fresh ones, let's deepen it.
I shouldn't have said that. I can't believe
I'm trying to keep my career in the future Cameron. Yeah, I got you, bro.
Now with all the new flowers that come out fresh,
yeah,
and you're like, bro, those flowers look good. Why is it that people want to buy the best flowers and people don't?
Yeah, because
they're dying.
Mourning.
Can you get home, girl? No. You mad?
What was I going to say? The last thing I was going to say is like, the cool thing about friendships, not just friendships, all relationships, all loveships, is that, happy Valentine's Day, is that they should be, like, every relationship is designed, God designed every relationship to bring us closer to him in a way. So like a marriage relationship is there to bring us closer to God. Friendships, like as friends, we ought to like hold each other. I'm glad that you held me to that standard of going, I mean, that's too dark a joke. Like a friendship is there. Friendships are there to like hold each other up, like, and to go, like the fact that Justin said what he said about Sabbath, and like, yo, actually I'm on kind of on the same journey here, and the fact that someone else is Justin's doing it makes it that makes it that bit easier, and it's like, oh, there's actually someone who's who can maybe hold me accountable for XYZ, or like those are the kind of things that like friendships are for. Like, was it 1 Corinthians 7 verse 14 talks about how a wife will sanctify an unbelieving husband, and a husband will sanctify an unbelieving wife. That's to say, like, if both of you were unbelievers, and then one of you becomes a believer having been married, Paul sort of counsels against divorce in that circumstance, although he says obviously he goes, you'd rather, you're going to sanctify each other. And the same thing is to be done with friendships. Like, I'm trying to think of the verse, maybe Matthew 18, where it says, if your brother has sinned against you, and they're against you, and it's not talking literal brother, but bring it to them, say, yo, you've done this thing wrong, and hopefully they should change their way, or they should. And then if they don't accept you, then two or three witnesses, it says, and if they don't accept them, then to the church. Then if they don't accept that counsel from the church, it says he should be to you as a heathen. But like, it's to say, like, it's mad, isn't it? That's not to say, like, to me,
see, yeah. The fact that you're saying that, I feel like when people get like disfellowshipped and all of that, like for pregnancy and that, if the church did love them, you saying that, I feel like it should go to the church first, and then like
they should. It should go to the two people first. Yeah, like a friend should go to the people first, and
no, I'm saying like that. I don't feel like the church should disfellowship them, if that makes sense. Or I feel like it's more like a, I feel like that's like an easy way out, you know. Yeah.
And it's like a thing of like, nah, if someone to me, there's
a level to that though. So yeah. before you get disfellowship, you're supposed to get censored. So
yeah,
I know people that got censored. My mom was censored for having me.
Censorship's fine. I feel like the censorship.
Censorship's fine. I think censorship.
Censorship's fine, but
it depends on how you do it. Innit?
I mean, those ones that just skip straight to the disfellowship.
You don't.
Even my thing is like, if someone acknowledges,
one
like,
of the pastors that do that.
If I do something wrong,
and the church,
and I acknowledge I've done something wrong, and then I don't know if I ask myself if all of those things are necessary, because I've acknowledged I've done something wrong, and I'm walking away from what I've done wrong. If that makes sense, makes sense.
It does make sense.
The way I've understood it, and it's something that I'm gonna have to research, because like deeper into, is like, I thought that disfellowshipping was for something where someone rejects.
They reject the principle, the beliefs.
Yeah. So that's
either reject the beliefs, or they bring the church in to disrepute. Disrepute essentially means that you're misrepresenting. So if, for example, if someone gets convicted for being a paedophile, for example, and it was within the church or whatever, then you're bringing the church into disrepute then. So I could see the rationale behind disfellowshipping someone.
Yeah.
So any charge, to be fair, I could see the rationale in disfellowshipping someone for that, especially if it had to do with the church as well. Yeah, because
it's something I'm gonna do more research into. I can't lie.
Yeah. I think that's.
I see the purpose of it, and I see
13 reasons why people get disfellowshipped.
Oh dear.
Next episode.
Possibly.
That could be wavy.
Shall we?
Yeah, come on.
Let's try it.
Don't we need to have
I'm gonna have to do research.
Then we could have someone that's disfellowshipped.
Where's the comments of me? Oh, I can't deal with
it. Have a minister.
No, because disfellowshipping thing. I don't.
Agree. Yeah. Yeah.
For and against?
I've this week I did a study with a friend.
I thought I would talk about it.
Let's end this. Let's end this one, and then we can talk after.
Guys, it was emotional. Safe. Bye.
The chocolates and that. Make sure you
Valentine's Day. Brush your teeth.
Yeah. If she's got hay fever, don't get her flowers.
Very thoughtful. That's actually really thoughtful.
Man, wouldn't think of that.
Exactly. Like, someone, like, why are you crying? Why are you crying?
I got an allergy.
My girl's always crying every time I do something nice for her. Yeah, because you are setting it off, mate. Gosh, some guys have no common sense.
You know, someone's gonna listen. The one, the man is gonna say, "Oh, sweat this year, man." He's gonna test it out. He's gonna test it out.
Nah, I was gonna bring the tablets as well. Artistic.
Bring her the tablets as well.
Give me a Peritone. Damn it! At least give me a Peritone.
Hey, yo, just drink this first, and then just close your eyes for like.
Can you imagine? I've got eat chocolates and an EpiPen. Not an EpiPen. What's it called? Insulin.
She could be allergic to chocolate as well.
Oh yeah, true.
But yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Woo. Remember, the greatest Valentine's is the Lord.
Woo. Amen. The lover man.
Who's man, he actually is. He actually
no,
is.
For real.
Shout out Jesus, man.
Mr. Maybe send him some flowers.
This could be okay. Useful.
So, men on Twitter share their first terrible dating experience with women. Number one, we were sitting down at the restaurant and I had to use the bathroom and she put out her leg and tripped me.
Right.
That's the first one. Number two, definitely not the worst, but this happened. At a restaurant, this girl pinches me hard, like 5 to 6 times, to the point I almost hit her. Next day, my arm is cut up from the pinches, so I text her and tell her, and she goes, "That's what you get for being light-skinned."
That's abuse.
That's actually abuse. That's actually abuse.
That's racism.
Okay, next one. First date. She's very specific about the restaurant we go to. It's her family's place. She doesn't tell me. It's her dad and brothers up in there. We're heading out and I open the door for her. Tap her behind when she's walking by. They came swinging. It got wild. Met a girl off Tinder. This is another one. Met a girl off Tinder. We text for about 2 weeks and finally decided to meet up. I go to pick her up and find out that she only had one arm. She never disclosed this. I'm sorry, but what does that have to do with anything?
All the pictures are from one side.
You know, wait. Man's looking at the picture and he's sitting down. He's looking at the picture.
He literally just said she never disclosed this. Are people sick?
Do you have to? Oh, by the way, I've only got one arm.
Like what? We're meant to put in my bio.
Where's the other one?
Like what?
I can't lie from a distance. You know when people with one arm they fold sleeve up so it doesn't dangle. I'd just be looking from afar. I'd just be like, what's going on? And then as soon as she gets close, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I don't know
if that's something that she needs to say. Yeah. If I'm honest,
as long as she's good with that arm, I'm cool.
She probably is.
Yeah.
Oh, this is another one.
Anyway,
so while driving us to dinner, my phone on vibrate went off in my pocket. I look at the text and it's from my date. She sent it to me accidentally saying, "Oh my God, he's so ugly." I pull over to the gas station, hand her $2 to run it and get some lottery tickets and drove off.
I hear that.
Now that's because that's rude.
I hear that, bro. Come on.
Be careful who you text. Come on, girls. Let's do that.
No. But some people in their pictures, they don't look the same, bro. So
wait, did she text him that while he was
there? No, her friend.
She was meant to be texting her friend, but accidentally texted him.
Why is she going on a date? Oh, whilst they're on the date or before? Oh.
Yeah. So
I thought it was like before the date.
Understandably. Before they get there. Next one, we went to a diner for breakfast early in the morning. We had a disagreement and on her way out she stole the tips off every table between us and the door.
What?
Why so ghetto?
Sharkeesha. Sharkeesha, no.
Every single one. That doesn't even spurn you. That doesn't burn you. That burns the restaurant.
Nah, bro, that's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing, bro.
Yeah, but you're okay.
The next one. She said she was cold, so I gave her my jacket and she stole weed out the pocket. I don't think that's that bad.
Yeah, that's calm.
She's got a nose on her though.
Calm.
How did she know?
It's not calm.
I guess it's robbery, but
yeah,
get over it. You probably shared it anyway. Next one, she showed up 5 months pregnant on the first date. Again, I don't understand why.
whoa. Okay. Simone, no. I have nothing against people dating whatever they are, but just please
let me know.
Let me know before I get there.
That one is a problem though.
Because unless the baby father's dead, no offense, I ain't going on that date, bruv. That's me personally.
Oh, this is a nice one. So she literally... Next one. She literally asked what was their most expensive drink. The waiter met my eyes and the bro code kicked in. He just kept saying everything was out of stock. God bless him where he is now. I went back to give him a tip, but he declined.
I heard that, bro.
What? I ace.
No, this, I'm sorry, this has to be in America. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, 100%.
Okay, invited me to her crib knowing she didn't pay her electric bill. Smashed in the freezing cold and never seen her again.
Oh no.
That's so
cheap.
Ah, oh, this is bad. Walked my date to her car after a 2-hour dinner, only to find she left her kid in the car the whole time.
Hey, child protection, bro. Child protection.
What? You telling me that they can't bring the child into the restaurant?
Get when you leave a dog in the car,
mate. That's
so forgetful.
Imagine if not literally no one saw the child.
Oh, child.
I was like for 2 hours.
The world's going mad.
That's someone that, nah. Either she's got postnatal depression or just forgot. Just doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Really. She read that
story, that last one.
If it's a whole kid, like a kid.
Oh yeah, like a grown. Like,
mom, where are you going? Oh, I'm going on a date.
You can't do that.
That's crazy.
It's the last one. Forgot my name and referred to me as Lil Dude the whole date. Yo, Lil Dude.
Shout out to all my short compadres out here.
just be like.
Short kings.
Yo, Lil Dude, man. How was your week?
Lil Dude.
You know, what do you do when you forget people's names?
Ask them.
Nah, I don't.
It depends.
If I've got to try and address you, I just make eye contact. Like, you see, like, no, like, I was trying to.
With what are you looking for? I just made eye contact with them.
Oh, yeah.
Alright,
yeah.